Now, homeless services have welcomed moves to remove the steel fencing along Dublin's Grand Canal. You'll remember the fencing was erected to stop the return of tents and asylum seekers. And the move to remove the fencing comes 2 weeks after Waterways Ireland started 24-hour patrols to stop the return of the camps. Now, we've spoken many times to Aubrey McCarthy of Tiglan about the tents and the plight of the asylum seekers who have no place else to go. And before we hear from him again now, first to our reporter Sheila Nocton, who's been talking to people along the Grand Canal this morning.
I think it's great. I think they're an eyesore. I think we should never be blocking people. No one wants to live in a tent coming into winter. I think it's a disgrace just putting these up to block people. They have to go somewhere. The state isn't putting anything else in place, and it's an absolute eyesore. So yeah, I think it's good.
It's a first step that could go in a good direction, but from what we've seen in communication from Waterways Ireland, it might just not. It might just lead to permanent hostile architecture being erected on the canal.
Do you want to see all of this fencing removed? What needs to be put in place now?
What I'd personally want to see is all the fencing removed and the canal restored to the state it was before, or improved in terms of amenities, but not replacing the fences with something else preventing people from merely existing in public space.
The whole thing is a disgrace.
Have they had an impact on the area?
Absolutely, because I'm a woman walking down the canal, fenced in on either side, nowhere to get out if you run into trouble. There's no escape, so I never walk on that side of the canal now.
That was Sheila Nocton talking to people this morning. Aubrey McCarthy, who runs The Lighthouse, the homeless service on Pier Street with Tiglan, is here in studio. Aubrey, good morning to you. And look, nobody would argue with the removal of the fencing and the restoration of the canal. What's the story with asylum seekers now?
So, I mean, I think it's good news. They've started taking down the barriers yesterday, and there's a good lot more to be done. We still have a problem with people coming in in numbers. So the solutions are being sought. And I know the department under Rodrigo Gorman and the Taoiseach has commented on it many times. They have come up with housing solutions. So we are seeing less numbers presenting at the Lighthouse. Before, at the Mount Street debacle, we were feeding between 500 and 600 a day. Yeah. So now that's down to probably about 270, 280. And I'd say probably 60% of those would be IPAs. But to hear the barriers coming down, I mean, my favourite part of Dublin is the Grand Canal. And, you know, the Patrick Kavanagh, the seat by the canal, etc. All of that is special. And to have it behind barriers was awful. It should never have been done. So this is progress.
OK, and you say that the government is catching up. Are the alternatives, you know, places like Crookslink and Blessington Road, Dundrum, are they working? And you say about 270 a day. Are they coming to you from these centres, or are they sleeping rough on the streets still?
A lot of the people that are coming would be new arrivals into Ireland. A lot from Gaza, which Jordan, Lebanon, and there are huge numbers lately. And if you can imagine, you've got people coming in from these, for example, a guy from Gaza arrived in last week. He's in the middle of a war in Gaza. Then he comes over here, and now he's sort of, he doesn't know where he is. Is he in a tent or where is he? So that's why I'm happy with the likes of Crooksling, the likes of Ballyogan, the likes of Dundrum, because it does provide services, housing to the most vulnerable. But it must be mentioned, the cold weather initiative is coming in shortly, and that has to capture the most vulnerable, the destitute on our streets, including new arrivals, IPAs.
Where are they sleeping now if they are on the streets?
They're not congregating in large numbers, which caused huge problems before, but they are sleeping along in any areas that they can find coverage. We give tents, sleeping bags to anybody who presents that it has no viable accommodation. And that includes Irish, European and also IPAs. And we do notice that our job is to make sure that they're not sleeping on cardboard. And then we try and report their details to the IPAs so that they will, so that they will be able to have accommodation. And I do think the joint up thinking is starting to work. The IPO, the IPA, APAs are getting good responses.
These are the internet for people, the international protection applicants.
Yes, yeah. So the international protection applicants have to go to the IPO, which is the office.
The office on Mount Street.
On Mount Street. And now what we do is we report the information that we find. So if you've got Mohammed sleeping on the street in Pier Street, we'll make sure that his details are presented to the IPO. But also we work with Irish and the DRHE, and they are entitled to hostel accommodation, so we use the helpline, the emergency helpline.
So you're working on several fronts. Aubrey, we have to leave it there this morning. Thank you very much indeed for coming into us.
Thank
Aubrey McCarthy, 5 minutes to 9.